right. It is Therapy Thursday. This is where we get to try and help as many people as we can according to the penal code, because the probation time that we got to give in, we're basically doing our community service. Okay? So it's Dr. Davi. It's Meredith, MD. It's Orlando, BGYN. Anybody got a question? You can get a 60-second session from us. 888-429-0941. If you don't want to be identified, which is so apropos this morning,
yeah,
then you don't have to call, because then somebody can identify your voice like they did on IG Live yesterday with your face. So you can text us your question and we can get that in that way. All right. Let's see. Who's going first?
I have one that came in this morning for Meredith.
Okay.
This actually came in during the confession. It's out the 941. It says, my girl tells me out of nowhere that she needs a break to get herself together because this semester was tough. Then she says she needs 3 months. I lose my ish. Then the next day, she says she needs time from me for a couple weeks. To be honest, I think she's cheating on me. I was making really good money, but after a situation happened, the money changed drastically. She used to want me to touch her, kiss her, literally asking me to grab her butt in public. Now she doesn't look at me the same. Am I tripping or what?
No, you're not tripping at all. She is not interested in you anymore, and you should slowly try to dissolve the relationship, because why do you want to be with somebody that doesn't want to be with you? She's throwing out every damn excuse that she could possibly think of without telling you the God's honest truth. You know why I know this? Because I've been there before. It's hard breaking up with people, and you don't want to hurt the person's feelings because you still like them or love them or care about them, but you don't want to be with them. So ultimately, she's kind of done with the relationship. She has been for a while, it sounds like. I don't know if she's cheating. She's probably definitely talking to somebody else, so who knows if they've actually hooked up or not. But take these cues that she's kind of done. Work on yourself. Move out if you guys are living together, and you'll find somebody that actually wants to be with you. It sucks that this is happening to you, especially right now with COVID, quarantine, and all that stuff. But you deserve better, and hopefully things will improve.
I need time away means I need time away. Somebody asking for it, give it to him.
She's throwing like 3 or 4 different excuses out at him to see what works with him mentally and see what will make the breakup actually happen.
Give it to him. All right, let's see. Meredith, you got another one. This says, we're at odds over my baby's name. Basically, I'm about to be due, just like you, Meredith, and I am on my last trimester, and my due date is July 1st, and I, with the COVID-19, also will be doing it alone because my husband can't come in. This could be a blessing because I want the name Dexter Daniel for our son. He wants Dominic Daniel, but with COVID, he won't be there. Our firstborn, he named. So am I wrong for going forward with my wishes this time since he won't be in the room?
Okay. Now, you can't just go name a baby. Like, you guys are together. It's not like y'all aren't. Don't do that. You'll regret it. Something's going to happen. That could really hurt your relationship. If he got to name the first baby, I mean, then you should be able to have like a strong opinion, at least with the second one. I mean, you are creating the entire life inside of your body. You should have somewhat of a say, you know, at least have somewhat of a representation and respect there. But, I mean, if you guys can't agree on either name, then you guys got to pick a different name. I was just going through this with my man. Okay, well, he likes a name. I don't like a name. We go back and forth. We went through like hundreds and hundreds of different names. And then finally, you know, you end up picking one. So maybe you guys should just throw out both those names since neither of you like them. But do not be in the hospital giving birth by yourself and then take that opportunity to sign that birth certificate and put all the information in and write in the name that you want.
Seems like the best time to do it.
That's a good way to start a fight, and you have a newborn in the home and you need his help. I would not do that.
I will say, what better time to start a fight, because you're going to win. You're pregnant. You're giving him a baby. You're recovering from a baby.
I think the name is cute that she picked. I like it.
Dexter Daniel.
I think it's cute. Why not?
Yeah, it's okay.
Oh, my God. Well, what about the other one?
I have affinity with any name that has an X in it.
Yeah, I like Dexter. I like the name Dexter.
That was my whole thing about my daughter's middle name when it was like, her middle name is Zia.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, X's are strong.
Right.
Like, somebody see an X on a resume.
Memorable.
They're like, I need to talk to this.
Strong.
This Xavier dude.
I have one for you, Orlando.
Okay.
It's out the 813. It says, my girl is cheating, I think. I have no proof. I have no evidence. I have nothing but a hunch. How do I proceed? It's consuming me. I think about it all the time. I've been cheated on before, so I might be jaded. I don't know but I do know.
Ooh.
You always can feel old pain. And so I would think, like, you know, you are kind of jaded because that still stings. So don't paint somebody with the sins of somebody else. But if you are feeling some type of way about how she's acting, that does deserve marriage. So I would probably, you know, I don't want to follow nobody, but, you know, I would probably pay attention a little bit more. You know, give her enough leeway to feel comfortable. Don't be all on her, like, you know, hawking her like a full court press. Because if you give her a little room and give her a little bit of, like, you know, levity, she'll get comfortable and either she'll show you her true colors, which is faithful, or she'll mess up and get out there and kind of get more into whatever she's doing and it'll become more apparent. Just don't get clingy. Clingy can force somebody away from you. And it will keep you from getting the truth. Give them their space. Let them fly. And if they, you know, if they being right, it'll come to light. And if they being wrong, it'll come to light quicker.
Dobby.
Okay.
I'm going to get you this time.
Okay.
It hurts me to say this, but I'm 26 years old. I'm a virgin and a man who's tried literally everything to hook up with chicks. But it just hasn't happened for me yet. My boys keep bringing up that I should just hire a hooker and get it over with so I can just knock it out, move on with my life. Should I do it? I'm considering it. Everything I've done and tried has not worked.
Man, I'm going to say, if you're going to go that route, go somewhere where it's legal. Go somewhere where you're not going to make the paper. Have you really tried everything, though? I think a lot of people get discouraged very easily, and I would keep going that route instead of paying for it. Because if you pay for it, I don't know, man. You're going to feel slimy, I'm assuming. And your first time looking back on it is going to be with a hooker? Come on, man. That's not fly.
A professional
hooker.
I say stay away from the paid women and just keep trying to find you a regular nice lady.
Work on his craft.
Yeah, but if you are going to go, I would say don't break the law. Go somewhere where it's legal.
Okay.
Orlando.
Well, go ahead.
I'm just saying, if you have the opportunity, to play against Jordan, you might lose the game, but you'll learn a lot in the process because you're playing the best of the best. Sometimes, if you only got one shot, take the shot.
But
go where it's legal.
But if you've never played basketball before, maybe playing against Jordan isn't the right competition.
It's not fair.
Like, you know,
it'll be over real quick.
Yeah.
The only thing that scared me about the question was in these Rona streets. I don't think I'd trust anybody who's in the business of rubbing up against people.
That's
the only thing that scared me. But about, like, you know, tapping into a professional if you're trying to do it, oh, absolutely.
With a face mask on?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I got one.
Somebody say they need better friends.
Seriously, help a man out a little
for
bit.
For real, come on.
Usually your friends can help you with, like, some residuals. But anyway.
some drip off.
Orlando, at the 727, it says, how do I go about a toxic family member? My brother has a drug problem and is constantly asking for stuff. I love him. I feel bad, but I can't keep enabling.
First of all, the best thing to do is just, you know, give him love and support, but also stop all of the stuff that is helping him go deeper. Like, if you're giving him money and he's using the money for the fix, then that probably is counterproductive. So that love needs to be shown in different ways. And it's hard because, like, you have family members who basically are going through it and you almost want to leave them alone, but you know if it goes left and you're going to feel like you abandoned them. So don't abandon them, but don't enable the bad behavior. Reinvigorate, you know, the good parts and keep them focused and whatever, and try and get them into some help. Getting them into something like an Al-Anon, which is like, I guess, for the family members around drug abuse, and get him into a program as well so both of you guys can find out how to deal with each other, how to support him without supporting the habit.
I love that advice.
Don't support him. Don't support the habit. Support him.
Because people always forget. They just go send him to rehab, and that's the only person that needs the therapy. It's actually both.
Nah,
the family needs it too.
Absolutely, because then you learn all of the triggers and how to handle them. And And they kind of take a lot of the emotion away from it.
Mm-hmm.
And they just like say, hey, here's what the doctors say to do. And
right.
you just should listen to that.
Since
we the doctors.
Oh, I have one for Meredith. Orlando's, yours was serious, but this one for Meredith is very serious. It says, Meredith, my boyfriend is just too big down there. It hurts. It's been 8 months and it's not getting better. I thought it would improve. Would this be the dumbest deal breaker ever?
Wait. I don't understand. My brain can't get around this. What does she mean? He's too big.
You know.
He's too big. He's too big?
He's, yeah.
Like too big for comfort?
It can happen. Oh, yeah, I've been
that
there.
That happens?
You can try to work with it. You can do your best. I mean, she's been with him for 8 months now. There's probably feelings and a connection there.
Oh, ain't no feeling down there.
Oh, not afterwards, no. That's for sure.
No, she numb from the waist down.
I've been through this experience before, and it is an uncomfortable one. I ended up breaking up with this person just because it made that experience every single time just very unhappy. But that was me. I mean, a lot of people can actually work through it. There's certain positions that are you can use
what
for
is
this
one,
experience.
Meredith? What is what?
Well, there's some that really hurt even more.
Oh.
So you should stay away from those. So definitely start Googling, maybe even talk to a professional, not the hooker that we were talking about before, but like a doctor, and see if there's some ways you can work through it. I personally, if every single time you do it and you've tried all the positions and it's not working, I mean, you could kind of hurt yourself at the end of the day. So be careful with your body.
You dealt with this?
Yeah.
She told us about it before, that dude she broke up with because he had the man.
No, this was a different guy. This was he's somebody well known in town, so I will not
but
say.
But wait, let me ask this though. Again, with the hook, with the professional, why wouldn't you tap into a professional in this thing? Like, if I could sit down, maybe I don't have to have sex with him.
Yeah.
But if I could sit down with a woman and say, hey, listen, you do this for a job,
mm-hmm.
and I got a dude I've been dating with 8 months, and he got the. What am I supposed to do? Who better to tell you how to handle that style?
But those people aren't constantly enjoying that ride every single time. They have there's variables.
But I bet
there.
You they could tell you.
This yeah, but
I bet you they could tell you. I'm just saying there's information is information.
Yeah.
Somebody texts in and says, it's mind over matter when it comes to big packages.
I am so away from giving advice on this, you know. I just wanted to add that
though.
One part I because I'm like, I am never that has said to be never.
Nobody, personally?
No one has ever said, ouch. Maybe if you leaning on them too much. Like oh, your weight is on me. Ouch, but not an ouch. Like, oh, my God.
That hurts.
Yeah, like a baby holding an apple. Like, nah, it ain't that. All right. Let's see. We got one more. What we got?
Okay. This one's for you, O. It says, I am a black woman and I date a white man. He recently told me that his type is Hispanic women. Should I feel some type of way about this or should I just brush it off?
Brush it off.
That's not nice.
Brush it off. I mean, you know, the thing about our show is we get all of our talking out done on the air. We talk to each other. And so we limit how many stupid things we say at home. Everybody else out there doesn't have the luxury of talking all day. And so sometimes, like, I would tell people in my life, like, it's okay to be quiet. Because some people want to say something and don't know what to say.
Yeah.
And so he gave you a little bit too much information about something that he finds interesting, thinking that it was slick to say. It wasn't. He loves you. He's with you. You can be enamored with other people. I don't have a Latina girlfriend or wife or anything like that, but I love me some Latin women.
Mm-hmm.
I love that nurturing. I love the way they cook. I love the way they dance. I love the way everything is a party.
Fabuloso.
Then they're fabulous family members. they're fabulous for Fabuloso, and their fabulous family members all got beer. That's
yeah.
cold.
Everything is a party.
Everything
right.
is a party.
Yeah. I love
you
us.
Know, and I mean, and people always told me, I always thought you would be with a Latina woman. And I was like, honestly, I did too. But you fall in love with who you fall in love with. It still doesn't exclude the fact that I absolutely adore, you know, my Latina friends. But I, you know,
but would you say that? Would you really say that?
Again, because I have a show, I say the stupid stuff here and don't go home saying the stupid stuff.
Yes. Separation.
But I want them to know that yeah, you're at home. That's a fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
Fantasies are healthy.
Yes.
Let a person have a fantasy. You know what? Why don't you pull up some Latin women and look at them with them? Okay. And be like, look here. Like, well, if you love it, like you love it, I love it. What are we looking at? What are we looking at? You want to look at Sofia Vergara? What would you want to look at?
They're going to be dancing Bachata Naked tonight.
Yeah. You want, go on TikTok and pull up Carmen Levana and sit there and look at that page with your man and then go on in there and ride that horse. All right, you go ahead and do that. Reap the benefits. Reap the benefits of getting him all amped up.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe learn some Spanish words.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Get him like, hey, papi.
No, she got to be somebody else.
No, she don't.
I mean, come on now.
Just for the night. Just for the night. Call her Conchita.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.